think the reason that it really grabbed me was, even though there were 31 states that had eugenics laws, North Carolina was the only one that allowed social workers to recommend people to the eugenics board for sterilization. And as a former social worker, I was particularly fascinated by that and couldn't imagine what it was like to have that kind of power. So I actually wrote this huge proposal and sent it to my agent, and she said, ooh. My agent is Jewish, and I think the whole idea of eugenics and Hitler was just too much for her. Plus, she's a New Yorker, and North Carolina kind of wasn't on her radar. So I put it aside, and I write a book a year, so I wrote three more books. And then in 2011, there were the hearings where the victims could testify as to what their experience was. And at that point, I thought, somebody's going to write this book, and I'm going to be one. So I called her, and I said, I have to write it. And she said, okay, if you feel that passionately about it, you go ahead and send me a couple of paragraphs. And at that time, I was in a very, very fortunate position, which is just amazing to me, in which my United Kingdom publishers were vying for me. And in turn, then the U.S. publishers started vying for me. So these two tiny little paragraphs about this book went to auction in the United Kingdom and then in the United States. So I really had a lot of publisher support behind this book. And suddenly my agent was like, oh, this is the best book. So that's how it came to be. And I, you know, it was a topic that I just knew I had to write.